Hello, my name is Kimberly Weeks. I am founder and friend at Be Empowered Worldwide, where we have a mission to help girls and women of all ages to walk in emotional healing. Join me, your host, as I unfold stories of love, faith, and transformation. I thank you for stopping by Wine Talk and hope you enjoy the upcoming episode. And I am so happy you stopped in to see us today. Today, I want to discuss with you one of my common themes, which shows up in many of my Facebook posts, or if you're just around me at any given time, I might tell you it's time to stop and breathe. I'm almost like, you know, I have an iWatch, and sometimes my watch tells me to stop and breathe. Breathing in and out is so important, and we have to remember not to take that for granted. So today I wanted to just kind of talk to you about the breath. Our breath is such a blessing, and it signifies life. Genesis 2:7 says, "Then the Lord God formed," that is, created, "the body of man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being, an individual that was complete in his body and spirit." And I just read Genesis 2:7 from the Amplified Version. So as I was saying earlier, our breath is so important. And sometimes you can be caught holding your breath and not even realizing it. Especially if you're in a intense situation, a stressful situation, you might not breathe as deeply as you should, even when you are breathing regularly, you know? Of course, we're all breathing enough to be living, but sometimes we need to focus our attention on the breath. Okay, so today I'm going to ask you to breathe with me, to find a comfortable place to sit or to lay. If you can and feel comfortable enough, close your eyes and begin to relax. If you cannot close your eyes, rest them in one spot. Find a picture or something to focus on. This will help to eliminate distractions. Now, as you are breathing, focus on your abdomen. Begin to relax and notice the natural rise and fall of the abdominal muscles. Now take a few more breaths. Move your focus to your chest. As you inhale, notice your lungs are filling with air, and continue to focus here for a moment. Just continue to notice that your lungs are filling up in your inhalation and exhaling. Your lungs are emptying out the air. Next, move to your nostrils. And let's notice that the feeling of the air moves in and out of your nostrils. Notice how when you take the air in, it's nice and cool. And when you exhale, the air is a lot warmer. Now choose either your chest, your nose, or your abdomen to focus your attention at this moment. Just as we set our intentions on our abdomen, nose, or chest, in the still place, let's do as Philippians 4 and 8 says, to set our attentions on things above. Let's now set our minds on things above. And as your mind starts to wander off, let it be on those good things, those peaceful things that are lovely. Remembering the blessings of today, the love of family and friends, a little something that made you smile. If you have a hard time finding these things, return your attention back to the gift of the inhale and the exhale. With all that we have and will experience through life, such as anxiety or sadness or depression, we can stop and breathe to relax and release ourselves to the things above. Even when things are at their best, we should always remember to consider breathing as a blessing. Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight and take pleasure in Him. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentle spirit, your graciousness, your unselfishness, your mercy, tolerance, and patience be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, in every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, is yours. Finally, believers, whatsoever thing is true, whatsoever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and awesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good report, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on those things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. I've read Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8, and I ask as you continue to inhale and exhale that you slowly open your eyes and that you pick a word to speak over your life today. Today, I choose peace. Does everyone have their words? You could choose love or joy or peace or understanding or wisdom. Whatever your word is, I ask that as you inhale deeply and exhale, exhale your word out loud, and I'll show you an example. So I inhale and I exhale, peace. I inhale and exhale, peace into the atmosphere. So I'm asking that you do the same. Whatever your word is, whatever word you feel like you need to speak over your life right now, to speak in the atmosphere in which you are in, to cause change or to remind yourself or whatever your word is and whatever its purpose, I ask that you would inhale and exhale your word. Thanks again, ladies, for stopping by Wine Talk with Kimberly. Don't be a stranger. Please check out our upcoming episodes. You can also connect with us on social media. We're on Facebook as Be Empowered Worldwide, and we are on Instagram as Be Empowered Worldwide Corp. Down in the show notes, you'll be able to find the links to all of our social media and to our website at www.beempoweredworldwide.com. Again, we're looking forward to connecting and building relationship and community with you.